From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us from WUOM in Ann Arbor, Michigan, is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're at the National Puzzlers League Convention in Michigan?
That's right. It's the 168th convention. This is the world's oldest puzzlers organization. It goes back to 1883. And it's 3.5 days of word games and puzzles.
What fun. I have a question to ask you. Merriam-Webster, the dictionary people, announced in their 11th edition there's going to be some 100 additional first-time entries. Words like ginormous is one. And I wanted to know, does this mean that you then can use these words in a crossword puzzle if they are in the dictionary?
Absolutely. In fact, I would have used ginormous before, because anytime I think something has entered the language, I think it's fair game for a crossword. I used podcasting and metrosexual and the New York Times crossword before either of those had appeared in a dictionary.
I was amazed to find out that ginormous actually was around in 1948, which is, you know, you think of it as something very contemporary. You know what one of the new words is, though?
Sudoku.
Yeah.
It's official now.
It is official now. I didn't realize it came from a longer Japanese phrase that, let me see if I can get the exact entry here. It says, the numerals must remain single. That's it. The digits can only occur once.
Right.
That's very cool. Sudoku made it as a new word. Well, we're not playing Sudoku today. We're doing word puzzles. And you left everyone with a challenge when I was on vacation. So remind us of that.
Yes, I said name two outdoor sports or games in seven letters. The first two letters of the first sports name are the same as the first two letters of the second sports name. And the last two letters of the first sports name are the same as the last two letters of the second sports name. And as a hint, I said the names do not end in NG. What sports or outdoor games are these?
What are they?
Cricket and croquet.
Oh, nice. We had over 2,000 entries from people who solved the puzzle. And our randomly selected winner is Kevin Stevens from Williamsville, New York. Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Where's Williamsville?
It's a suburb of Buffalo.
What do you do there?
I'm a software engineer.
Now, I heard actually that you haven't always lived in this area of New York. Is it true you actually used to live in Las Vegas?
That's true. I was born and raised in Las Vegas, and I moved here about 11 years ago.
What'd you do in Las Vegas?
I was a lighting technician for Siegfried and Roy.
Siegfried and Roy?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you've been all over the place. We do meet the most interesting people on this program. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I've been listening to the puzzle for about 8 years now.
You've been listening?
Mm-hmm, yeah, this is actually the first time I sent in an answer.
Oh, first time's the charm, huh?
Apparently.
Well, you know what happens.
I get the chance to embarrass myself in front of a national audience.
No, you get to have some fun and play a puzzle.
Excellent. That sounds much better.
All right. We'll meet Kevin. Let's play.
All right, Kevin, I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word starts with the letters TH. Change the TH to SH, and phonetically, you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said to unfreeze and playwright who wrote Pygmalion, you would say thaw and shaw.
Okay.
All right. Number one is a robber and a group of papers.
Thief and sheaf.
Right. Number two is to express appreciation to and part of the leg.
Thank and shank.
Uh-huh. Next one is part of the leg and retiring.
Fie and shy.
Uh-huh. A Quaker possessive, and to twinkle.
Thine and shine.
That's right. Macbeth, for example, and a classic 1950s Western.
Thane and Shane.
Uh-huh. Part of a rose, and like a sheep without its wool.
Thorn and shorn.
Uh-huh. Kind of street, and a nag.
Kind of street. No, I'm drawing a blank on this one.
Through and shrew?
That's it. A through street and a shrew is right. A baseball position, informally, and prepared eggs, in a way.
Oh, go with the first one if you've never heard of the second one. Just go for the word.
A baseball position starting with TH.
A third and shirred.
Yeah. Okay. And shirred is right.
That's an old recipe for eggs.
Try this one. Like screws. And your second clue is kind of wheat.
Threaded and shredded.
Uh-huh. To send, and loud and high-pitched.
Sorry, can you say the first one again?
To send.
No.
No.
And your second one is loud and high-pitched as a voice.
No, I've got nothing.
To send? Oh, you don't mean to send like a package.
No.
Oh, you're not going to believe this, Kevin. Thrill and shrill.
You to send somebody is to thrill somebody. Okay. Good. Try this one. An actress in Pulp Fiction and a Union general in the Civil War.
Sherman and Thurman.
That's right. Person or thing doing very well in its environment. And McGovern's running mate in 1972.
Thriver and Shriver.
Uh-huh. Economy. And it may be short.
Thrift and Shrift.
Ooh, that's good. And here's your last one. A noted choreographer. And quick-witted.
Any some help here?
I can give you her first name, Twyla.
Sharp and Sharp.
That's it. Good job.
Hey, Kevin, great job.
Thank you.
Great job. Now you're going to have to look up a recipe for shirred eggs.
I saw once in The Joy of Cooking, I think.
Well, there you go. See, it does exist. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Shortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books. So, Kevin, what member station do you listen to?
WBFO.
Okay. Kevin Stevens from Williamsville, New York. Thanks a lot. You were a great player.
Well, thanks so much.
Okay. Will, a challenge for next week.
Yes, it comes from Dan Katz of the National Puzzlers League. He gave it to me here at the convention. Take the two-word name of a well-known city in Michigan, and it's not Ann Arbor. Add the letter E to the first word and rearrange the letters. You'll name something people try to avoid. Add the letter E to the second word and rearrange the letters. You'll name something else people try to avoid. And here's a hint. Both words start with the same letter, and both words end with the same letter. What's the city, and what are the words? So again, a well-known city in Michigan with a two-word name. You can add an E to each word and rearrange the letters to name something people try to avoid. These two words start with the same letter and also end with the same letter. What's the city and what are the words?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you. At about that time, we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Hey, Will, have a lot of fun. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.